You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein on a Sunday night in Washington, D.C. We've been talking NBA. Of course, that's the biggest thing right now. NFL season's over, and NBA Twitter's always going crazy. The guys are taking shots at each other. The Wizards are making trades. There's a lot of NBA news going on. And so now I am happy to bring in an NBA champion for the Detroit Pistons, Ben Wallace, joining me on the show right now. Ben, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks so much for joining me here. And it's kind of interesting, you know, getting you on my first show is something I had my eye on since we met 5-6 years ago when I was at VCU. And I mean, I'm so glad that we could make this happen. I got an NBA champion on the first show. So my first question to you, Ben, is who's going to be the NBA champion this season?
Oh, man, this year, you know, it's a couple of teams that are looking pretty good, you know, but I'm looking for probably Golden State to come out the West again. And I think it's going to be a tough race in the East. You know, I might get a nod to Toronto, but you know, it's some good teams out there. They playing solid basketball this year.
Yeah, I did a pick 'em earlier in the show, and I said Sixers Warriors in the finals. I just love the trade the Sixers made. I think it'll be enough to get them through the East. And like you said, the Warriors are still so dominant. And as a former player yourself, when you see the Warriors and they're so dominant, and you have the haters out there that say they're too dominant. You know, it's too good. It's making the NBA boring. You know, how would you respond to that, Ben?
Step your game up. You know, it's you don't want it easy. You know, nobody want to go out there and have an easy night every night. You know, Golden State is the team that everybody's gunning for. That's the team that everybody should be gunning for. You know, those guys put a bullseye on their back. And, you know, guys just got to step up. And, you know, every team in the NBA has professional players. So step your game up.
Yeah, I can't agree. I couldn't agree more there because I really feel like people are just whining, right? You know, go out and sign that young talent, work harder in the offseason, and get a win and actually compete. And so, Ben, you've actually moved into ownership now and getting your hands on basketball with the Detroit Grand Rapids, the G League affiliate team. And I kind of want you to explain to the audience what that's like, you know, stepping into the ownership role, making all these decisions that are going to affect the community and the team.
Oh, man, it's definitely it's different, you know, than what I'm accustomed to. But, you know, it's fun and it's exciting, you know, to have an opportunity to go out in the community, you know, to make business relationships, you know, to partner up with the community and, you know, the business in the community and, you know, have an opportunity to see basketball from a different side, from a different angle and still trying to be effective, you know, as a businessman, as a partner, you know, without actually having to go out there and grab some rebounds and block some shots. So it's definitely a different job for me.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd love to get back out there and block shots and get rebounds. And, you know, I thought it was funny, through your Instagram, your social media, I saw you're traveling the country, traveling the world. I believe you went to China with Rasheed Wallace. So the Wallace brothers back together, you know, since they played with each other. I think that's kind of funny out there, you know, going across the world, across the globe to promote basketball and everything.
Yeah, you know, we have a great time, you know, traveling, you know, like you say, just traveling across the country, you know, seeing other countries and seeing, you know, their culture and going over there, and, you know, representing the U.S. style of basketball, you know, taking it to China, you know, training youth, you know, talking to coaches and trying to figure out a way that we can bridge the gap between, you know, the U.S. Style of basketball and China style of basketball. You know, we get a great response when we go out there. The community in China really get behind us. And, you know, I have a chance to go out and do it with, you know, Rasheed, you know, my brother that I'm very familiar with, comfortable with. And, you know, he knows what I'm thinking on the basketball court. I know what he's thinking on the basketball court. So it just makes for a fun, exciting time, man.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan, joined by NBA champion, just an all-around good guy, Big Ben Wallace, here on 106.7 The Fan. And I met you in Richmond. My boy Robert Johnson was hosting a tournament. I went out there to film it all. You know, it was like 9th grade and 10th graders, even 8th graders, just young talent. And it was at the Ben Wallace Gym in Richmond, Virginia, which you're still running and everything's going great there. And they have tournaments and leagues every week. And we got into ping pong. And it got serious, Ben. It got really serious because I grew up playing ping pong every day. And then you told me that at the Palace, you guys would put the ping pong court in the middle of the court and play after practice.
Yeah, they had a ping pong table, you know, at the practice facility. And, you know, guys come in there and try their hands. And, you know, it used to lead to some exciting matchups, man. You know, ping pong is one of those games where, you know, once you get into it and you figure that you have a chance of winning, you know, you really get competitive because, you know, there's a lot of trash talking going back and forth, you know, on that ping pong table.
Yeah, and that's the greatest thing is that as big as you are or as small as you are, it doesn't matter whether you're playing ping pong. It just matters who's got a better backhand, forehand, and who's got the best spin, you know?
Right, right. You know, and I try to pride myself on having a better spin.
Yeah, you do, man. I'll tell you this. The hardest thing about playing you was returning your serve. I mean, because you spin it in there, and I almost felt like if I got the return back, then I had like a 10% chance of winning the point. And I would just fight from there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you started off a little, but you picked it up as the game went on. You know, you made it exciting.
Yeah, and I should let the audience know that I did beat you, and then you demanded a rematch right afterwards.
That's how you remember it.
The truth
you
is,
got that, it on tape.
Yeah, that was after I lost like 8 in a row. Man, so Ben, thanks so much for coming on the show today, and it's really awesome traveling. You're traveling the world, promoting basketball. Got yourself in Detroit with a team now. And where do you see yourself? Like, where in the next 5 to 10 years, what's the next step for you? Are you going to be a coach somewhere? Are you just cool with making business decisions? Could we ever see you in the Big Three? I would love to see you with national TV coverage, get back out there, you know, playing in the gray-haired league or something.
Well, probably won't see me playing in the Big Three. You know, I'm committed to, you know, making this adjustment. Of, you know, away from the physical side of basketball, you know, I'm committed to sticking with the business side, and hopefully one day, you know, my goal eventually is to probably try to, you know, make my way into the front office on a, you know, NBA team, you know, probably, you know, GM or you know, president or something like that. So I'm gonna try to stay away from the physical side of basketball. I don't want to get sucked back into that competitive edge of basketball.
Yeah, but you do a good job of staying in good shape. You do a better job than me, I'll tell you that. But I do want to end with your take on the Wizards here. As you mentioned, trying to get into the front office and things, and everybody in D.C. is not a fan of Ernie Grunfeld. Not anymore. And I don't know if they ever were. And now we traded away Otto Porter, who was supposed to be our small forward, after trading away Kelly Oubre, who was supposed to be the small forward of the future. And Wizards fans are in panic mode here. Ben, what would you say to Wizards fans, or what would you think if you were stepping in as the GM, how can the Wizards get back to being good again?
I think for one, you know, I think one of the biggest problems that the Wizards have had in quite a while, you know, I think their biggest problem is they give up on guys too quick. You know, I can go down the list, you know, from Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, or Richard Hamilton, you know, Chris Webber. You know, I mean, I just think they give up on guys too quick, and, you know, they don't allow guys to reach their maximum potential. You know, they want to win today, but, you know, sometimes you got to build for the future. And, you know, they just made two trades with Ibra and
we got rid of Markieff.
Yeah, they just traded away two small forwards that has a huge upside as far as potential to be you know, stars in this league. So it's just gonna take commitment. You know, those are your guys, you got to commit to them. And,
right.
and once you start trading one or two guys that your team thought you was gonna be committed to, you know, the other guys are looking over their shoulders, so they're not as comfortable going out there and playing basketball.
Yep, that's the voice of Ben Wallace, NBA champion, the best defensive player I've ever seen in the NBA, most notably known for taking out Shaq in the NBA Finals. Ben Wallace stopping Shaquille O'Neal. That's the way I like to hear it. I'm Adam Epstein on 106.7 The Fan. Ben, thanks so much for your support and keeping in touch with me. And I'd like you to book me Rip Hamilton next weekend.
Okay, I'll give Rip a call. I'll put in a good word for you.
Hey, there we go. All right, Ben, keep working on your ping pong, man. And next time I'm in Richmond, I'll hit you up, man. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, cool. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Ben Wallace, NBA champion. That's how you start the first show on 106.7. This is my mic. My mic. Take it away from me. I dare you. 1-800-636-1067. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Got Ahmed in Ashburn and Kevin in Ashburn. Two people in Ashburn. Stay on the line. We'll go to you next on The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. You can follow me on Twitter at @D1SportsNerd. If you like what you hear, I'm going to put the podcast on the overtime feed. Check out thefandc.com, radio.com app. If you aren't in your car, you can always listen there. And thanks to everyone for tuning in. Thanks for Ben Wallace. If you missed it, just had him on, former NBA champion. And I will get that interview on the podcast feed and hopefully get him back on the show. You heard that at the end. He promised Rip Hamilton next week, so hopefully keep the trend of Wizards players they gave up on too early, as he liked to say there. 1-800-636-1067. I think it's funny. People are tweeting me at @D1SportsNerd saying, can you talk soccer? Because everyone knows I'm a huge soccer fan. Chelsea's the team I support in London, and DC United overseas back home. And Chelsea just got destroyed 6-0 by Manchester City. So if you call in, if I get two phone calls asking to talk soccer, I've got a whole segment on DC United prepared to go to it. So if I get the calls for it, 1-800-636-1067, I'll go to it. But right now we're talking NBA, and Kevin in Ashburn, you're on The Fan. Kevin, this is your chance,
hey,
man.
Hey, how's it going? I just hit a dead zone.
Oh, that's all right.
Hey, just because you were talking soccer, I got a little bit of a crossover with the NBA.
Okay.
And I was thinking, because the NBA is a bunch of super teams now, to start doing what they do with soccer in England, do a Premier League, a Super League, and a Division II League. That way, at least the teams who are tanking have something to play for. If they're going to tank, then they're going to go into that Division II. I'm tired of watching these teams giving up all their players. And if you're a fan of one of these teams, you know, for 2-3 years, it could be miserable.
Right.
Not watching games that have no meaning whatsoever. At least if they have relegation, there's games if you can move up to the next league, or if you're dropping down, you don't want to get, you know, out of the Super League. So at least every game would have some kind of meaning.
Yeah, it's an interesting take. It's an interesting take, Kevin, and I think it works, you know, great. It works wonders in England because the second division is so good. Everyone's fighting throughout the whole season to make that playoff to then, you know, eventually move up to the Premier League. I just don't know how it would work in NBA. You know, with soccer, especially overseas, you don't really have guys going to college for soccer. And, you know, I mean, Chelsea started a 19-year-old last week. So I think the age difference would make that tough in the NBA, but you never know, and it's not like a terrible idea, especially because, like you said, I mean, if your team's in tank mode for 2 years and you're like a Knicks fan, it's boring. It really is. 1-800-636-1067. I'm Adam Epstein on 106.7 The Fan. Let's go to Ahmed in Ashburn. Ahmed, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Congratulations.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, just want to say the Army's here, and we're rooting for you. We want to see great things come out of this, man. And but I want a quick question about for the Wizards. So who do you see in, them going after for free agency?
I really don't see anyone, because that goes back to my point. I don't think the Wizards should spend any money this offseason, because they're 3 to 4 years away. They're not anywhere close to making a move in the top and. And especially in the East, you know, everyone says, oh, there's no LeBron, so everyone has a chance. I'd say four teams have a chance, and I named them before: Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, and the Sixers. Besides that, in the East, I don't see you really making moves, so that's why don't go in the offseason spending big money. Bring up the young guys you have. Play them, Devin Robinson and Troy Brown Jr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I've talked a lot of NBA on this show right now. I'm kind of NBA pooped out. I mean, Sean over there, he's an NBA mark, but he's looking at me like, dude, are you going to talk anything besides NBA? You could talk NFL. You could talk MLB. When's Bryce Harper going to sign? Is he going to come back home? But you know what? I got something else planned here on my show on 106.7 The Fan. I normally host a podcast on the weekends called Play to Win. You can find it on iTunes or on social media at P2W Radio. It's me and three of my friends. Two of mine went to college with. The other one covers George Mason hoops. So we have like a local vibe, but also we've known each other for a long time to the point where I can take shots at Kevin for being ugly, James for being fat, Brian for having no hair. You know, that's kind of our bit. We're kind of making fun of each other. They make fun of me for not knowing the English language very well. You know, my vocab isn't deep. I'm working on it, but it's not that deep. But, you know, now thanks to the program director giving me this opportunity, and I'm taking my talents to the airwaves here, to the weekends of 106.7 The Fan. Now that I'm a talent, I got to find out where this talent lounge is that everyone's talking about with the free snacks and free soda. I mean, Chris Russell and Pete Medhurst always down in Coca-Cola. They must get it for free because they're talent. So during the commercial break, I'm walking around the hallways just trying to get into any unlocked door so I can, you know, put my stuff down because I brought three backpacks in here today. I'm prepared to sleep in here until tomorrow morning with the junkies because I don't want to get off the air. This is my mic. I'm not giving it back. But anyway, if you missed part of the show or want to hear the full show, you can download the podcast. And even my Play to Win podcast, please give that a try if you like listening to me at all. But one of our most popular segments is called NetClix. And I actually consider myself to be the sorcerer of streaming services. I know everything there is to know about what to watch online, on HBO Go, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, Crackle, On Demand, YouTube. If you need anything to watch a chick flick with your girl, something with the broskies, or you just want like an action thriller, I've got you covered. You can hit me up on Twitter at @TheOneSportsNerd. And I'm going to get to that right now. Avengers Endgame. Avengers Endgame is going to be the most anticipated superhero movie of all time. And you know what? Thanos is the greatest villain in the history of movies since Voldemort and before him, Darth Vader. Thanos has been around the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe, just waiting in the background till he could get his six Infinity Stones and with a snap of his finger, delete everyone, 50% of the population. So how did this happen? How did the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the MCU, become so popular? In 2008, Iron Man 1 set the tone with Robert Downey Jr., who went through a drug abuse in the 90s and really lost some of his stardom that he had, you know, built. Because I'll tell you myself, I didn't really know Robert Downey Jr. until Iron Man. And man, did he steal the show. And since then, he's made over $500 million. From the MCU, because, you know, he was a big part of Spider-Man Homecoming, Captain America Civil War, Iron Man 1, 2, and 3, and obviously the Avengers series. I think Thor Ragnarok was a 9 out of 10 and paved the way for Avengers Infinity Wars to be super popular. And it really was. And Thor Ragnarok's on Netflix right now. Check it out if you haven't seen it. Another thing that made the MCU so popular the rise to stardom of Chris Pratt. I mean, wow. He made Guardians of the Galaxy very popular. In 2009, he played the character Andy Dwyer on the comedy series Parks and Rec. Now, I was a 30 Rock guy myself, but I did check out Parks and Rec, obviously, because Rashida Jones is in that. She's the most beautiful girl in the world. And he played like this goofy guy looking for love, and I really didn't see the fame in him, the rise. And it's actually interesting to me also that while he had the breakout on NBC's comedy, he was struggling to land bigger roles in Hollywood. He went out for the role of Avatar. They gave it to Sam Worthington. He went out for the role of Star Trek's Captain Kirk. They gave it to Chris Pine. So then in 2013, Marvel came knocking on Chris Pratt's door because casting director Sarah Finn suggested him to the director James Gunn. And Pratt initially turned down the audition because he didn't want to deal with the disappointment of losing another blockbuster role. I mean, because I'm not an actor, but I can imagine going out for a huge role and then not getting it. It's like in sports when Chris Paul was supposed to be traded to the Lakers and then it didn't happen. So I can understand how much it would hurt him to not want to lose another blockbuster role. But Pratt played a small role in Vince Vaughn's Delivery Man, which was a comedy, and supposedly Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige loved it. And they met again, and Chris Pratt took the role that led to him getting the role of Jurassic Park franchise, expediting this small comedy role actor into a big-budget A-lister. And then, you know what? The MCU continued when they found Chris Hemsworth to be Thor and Captain America, grabbing Chris Evans, who in 2005, 20th Century Fox produced the movie Fantastic Four, which received a lot of negative reviews but positive attention around the world. I liked it a lot. There was a sequel in 2007, The Silver Surfer, but then that series died. And you know what? I always thought that the best character in that movie was Johnny Storm, a.k.a. the Human Torch, played by Chris Evans. And 4 years later, bada bing, bada boom, he reprises the role of a superhero, this time as Captain America, the First Avenger. And Captain America has been a huge part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe success. And then lastly, of course, Doctor Strange, who was my favorite movie. Check that out on Netflix if you have not seen it. So April 26th, Avengers Endgame comes out, and it's going to be the biggest blockbuster superhero movie of all time. It's got the greatest villain. It's got all the heroes since 2008. Iron Man, Captain America, the Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, Spider-Man, the third Spider-Man, the youngest of the Spider-Men. So, for those out there listening to Netflix with Adam Epstein, here is how Thanos will die. But first, we have to take a look back on how he became one of the greatest villains in cinematic history. He appeared in Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, and he uses this guy named Ronan to retrieve one of the first Infinity Stones. And you know what? Directors have been quoted after that saying he was supposed to be a bigger part of that Guardians of the Galaxy. But you know what? They had the vision that this bad guy is so masterful. I mean, he's just a tactician of evil, that we should just let him in the background control things. First in Guardians of the Galaxy, then in Avengers, he's dropped as a name drop. He's dropped again in the next Thor movie. And that's when, in Avengers Infinity Wars, we meet Thanos. He gets the six rings, or the six Infinity Stones, and boom, everyone's dead. But it's pretty obvious to me that they're setting things up for Spider-Man to lead the MCU once the Avengers franchise takes a step back. And here's how they will defeat Thanos. Doctor Strange gives him the Time Stone. And you know what? I actually don't think he gave him the true Time Stone. I really believe he corrupted it, which will give Tony Stark the ability to go back in time and build a weapon preparing for Thanos. And if this is too nerdy for you, you don't like movies enough, because the MCU is incredible. It really is. Now, Tony Stark, once he's able to build the weapon to destroy Thanos, We will see Thor and Captain America work together. And you know what? Thanos' other daughter, his daughter, Gamora, kills her to get the Soul Stone. But he has another daughter, Nebula, who is going to be playing a huge part in defeating Thanos. But here's the thing. Ant-Man, who is stuck in the quantum realm, this is even too nerdy for me now, but I'm so into it. I'm invested. Ant-Man's going to come back, meet up with Captain Marvel. Together, they will defeat Thanos. Black Panther will return back from the dead. Black Panther, Spider-Man, and Captain Marvel will be the new Avengers with a few of the Guardians of the Galaxy, those that survive, to push the MCU forward. And that is my take on Avengers Endgame. I'm Adam Epstein, 1-800-636-1067. Don't change that dial. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I am Adam Epstein. You can sometimes hear me on the Sports Junkies when they want the millennials take, when they want some AWOD ridiculousness. I bring it to them. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheOneSportsNerd. This is my first weekend show, and I'll tell you guys, I'm energetic, I'm hype, I'm sweating because I'm kind of nervous, but I'm feeling good, and I'm hyped. We just had a great interview with Ben Wallace. Check that out on the podcast. I told you how Thanos is going to die. I'd been wanting to get that off my chest for a while, and I want to tell you guys this. It's February, that's a hard word to pronounce, because the way it's spelled, I mean, Sean, come on, they don't spell it right. February. But anyway, today is February 10th, 2019, and today in sports, February 10th, 1969, Tulane University hosts collegiate powerhouse Louisiana State. LSU is coached by a man named Press Maravich. At the time, the star of the team was his son, Pete Maravich, otherwise known as Pistol Pete, the Pistol. And Pete Maravich against Tulane that night on February 10th, 1969, all those years ago, scored 66 points. Broke the record. Broke his record. 66 points. And yeah, the year after that, he scored 69 in a big game. I looked that up. That was February 7th, the next year. But 66 points. About 50 years ago, 60 years ago today? I'll check my math during the commercial break. But anyway, scored 66 points for LSU, but it wasn't enough. Tulane won the game 110-94, which just goes further to proving you that basketball is a team sport. Now Adam Epstein broadcasting on 106.7 The Fan here to tell you that radio is a team sport. I might be an all-star. I might be the best talent in D.C., but I can't do this without you, the audience. We need to work together. We need to be a team. If I say something crazy, call in and tell me. If I say something incorrect, call in and tell me. 1-800-636-1067. As I start a segment I'm calling My March Madness. Since I was a kid, I supported all the local DMV teams. And I think everyone out there listening, if you're local, you should as well. And I'll give you an update on who to be rooting for in March. Because when I grew up, man, I went to George Mason basketball camp every year. Jim Larranaga basketball camp. And I was all in for their Final Four run, I believe in 2006. And then Georgetown, when they made their Final Four run, I was all in on Roy Hibbert. I thought Roy Hibbert was the man. And Jeff Green, who I wanted to be a Wizard since his rookie year, is finally a Wizard. And Georgetown made that run to the Final Four. And UVA gets knocked off by UMBC last year. We've got a lot of good basketball in the local community, in the DMV, and I really believe that you should support them. Even if you went to Maryland, if Maryland's not in it, root for UVA. You know why? Because if UVA is playing against Purdue, don't root for Purdue. Root for the team that's in the state of Virginia. Now, here's the updates for you. Maryland. The Maryland Terrapins are 18-6 this year. They're 9-4 in the Big Ten. Picked right now as a sixth seed in the NCAA tournament by Joe Lunardi. He's the man for NCAA tournament stuff. Led by junior guard Anthony Cowan Jr. He scores 16.2 points per game, 4.5 assists. Coming off a win over Nebraska, Maryland next plays on Tuesday versus Purdue. Don't root for Purdue, root for Maryland. Georgetown is 15-9. They're 5-6 in the Big East this year, not projected to make the NCAA tournament. They're led by a senior, Jesse Govan, who, if you're around here, you've seen play for 4 years, 18 points per game, 7.9 rebounds. But it's about their freshmen, James Akinjo and Mac McClung, who are worth watching for Georgetown. Please check them out. Definitely worth watching as Patrick Ewing looks to build program back to dominance. Then we've got UVA, the best team locally right now. 20-2, 8-2.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In the ACC, yeah, off a loss to Duke, but they're picked as a one seed right now, and they are a team looking to make a run in March. They're led by this guy, Kyle Guy, who shoots lights out. He can drive the ball. He can hit anyone on the court with a chest pass, but do not leave him open. Catch and shoot from three. He's got the J.J. Redick in him in his game. And, yeah, they were overpowered by Duke, but Duke's incredible. R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson, the best college basketball players for the last 5 or 6 years, I'd say. Just Zion is incredible. Dunking it over everybody. He blocks shots that he shouldn't even be close to getting. But I'm going to tell you right now, UVA is not going to lose in the first round to a 16 seed again. They're too good this year. I've got them making a run probably to at least the Elite Eight. Then you've got Virginia Tech, led by former Marquette coach Buzz Williams, who's done an incredible job turning this Virginia Tech program around from last four out to maybe a top four seed. As they're 18-5 this year, 7-4 in the ACC tournament. Yeah, they lost two in a row recently. They're ready to get back on track on Wednesday against Georgia Tech. And then locally here, gotta mention George Mason. George Mason, coached by the midday show Grant Paulson's father. Interestingly enough, Dave Paulson is related to Grant Paulson. That is the truth. I'm not lying. But George Mason is 14-10, 8-3 overall. And after a very slow start to the regular season, they got hot. The start of A-10 play. They're led by Justin Kyer and point guard Otis Livingston. But they have this guy, an incredible freshman, Jordan Miller, who I'm going to tell you right now, he will be all conference next season. So George Mason's not projected to make the NCAA tournament. But if they get hot in the A-10 tournament, they could make a run there in Brooklyn. And that's always a good time to go up to Brooklyn. I've been the last three out of the last 4 years to see VCU and more Mason and GW. They take on UMass this week and St. Bonnie's next Sunday. And then I get to VCU, my pride and joy. I am an alum of Virginia Commonwealth University. And this season at 17-6 and 8-2 in the A-10, head coach Mike Rhodes has got VCU playing the type of basketball that they used to play, that everyone fell in love with Shaka Smart. The defense is next level. Or as I like to call it, Havoc is back. Havoc is back in Richmond. VCU is defending at an incredible level, top 20 in an opponent's points per game and top 20 in forced turnovers. VCU's success is largely because of sophomore Marco Santos Silva, who lost 40 pounds from his high school senior year days to now at VCU. Marcos Santos Silva, how did you do it? Let me know. Tweet me at @TheOneSportsNerd. I would love to lose 40 pounds and dunk on people in the A-10. And VCU also has a guy who's competing for helping them compete for the A-10 title, returning from an injury, and a former Rice transfer. That's Marcus Evans. VCU is a team to watch come March, but obviously the team to really watch, to make some noise, is UVA. George Washington, American, UMBC, on my list of local teams that I like but no news and notes for them as the programs are not that good this season. 1-800-636-1067. We've got 15 minutes left. What should I talk about? You let me know. You let me know. Call the phone and let me know. 1-800-636-1067. Don't be afraid to dial that number. Don't be afraid to dial the digits and be a part of the AWOD Army on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to the voice of the millennials here on 106.7 The Fan. And the reason I say that, it's not to brag. It's not. I really don't think that I'm out there speaking for all millennials. But it's something I'm proud of, that if you flip the dial to any station in D.C., I dare you to find someone younger than me screaming their opinions on sports. That's why I say I'm the voice of the millennials. Because I'm out there living my dream. Getting wasted every weekend and working my butt off during the week. And when I'm on the radio, I'm having fun. And I hope you are too, enjoying this program here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067. I think it's been a good show so far. You know, my first show, I came with a lot of energy. Got some phone calls, got a guest, because that was my big thing here, was it's a big-time station. I got to try to book big-time guests. So I'll be back on next Sunday starting at 7 p.m. I hope this is appointment listening from now on. Nothing better to do on Sunday nights, and here's what you can expect. There's going to be a lot of talk on technology. Anytime there's a new iPhone that comes out, that's my favorite thing, to learn about the new accessories, new laptops, new iPads, anything like that. Hopefully we'll get in some soccer talk if I get the calls. I'm always going to talk college hoops. You're going to have strong opinions on the NBA and NFL here. And I'm going to keep it live and local and try to cover every DC sports story that comes out. Hopefully, I will have some successful dating stories. But I will also tell you the negative ones. The ones that go south. The ones that end up with me getting pizza at 2 a.m. I'll tell you about the nightlife in DC and Clarendon. All the movies and TV shows that I'm watching, clothing, styles, shoes, where I need to get my tips. You can call in 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to talk about gaming. I'm going to talk about the esports because that's getting big. The Wizards have a team. DC United has a team. And I feel like if you're in your 20s or 30s right now, you at least know about it and you're kind of interested. So I am ready to rock the weekend airwaves. And I hope everyone will continue to join me here. Everyone, every millennial out there, every old man out there, every young stud, every female, every grandma, every grandpa, every aunt and uncle, please turn into 106.7 when I'm on The Fan. Because this show is for you. This show is for anyone. Now, I do want to touch on the Redskins right now to end the show, because they are my favorite team, and the NFL, everyone knows, is top dog. It really is. The NFL is top dog when it comes to sports in America. So my question to the audience is, who should the Redskins start at quarterback in 2019? I will go from 5 down to my number 1 option here. Number 5, Colt McCoy. Ugh, Colt McCoy. We're not going to be great next year. We're not going to win the Super Bowl next year. If we start Colt McCoy, probably don't win more than 6 games. Don't want us to start Colt McCoy. But my biggest thing in here is I do not want us to trade up for a Kyler Murray. I do not want us to go for that RG3 thing over again, where we reach out for a Heisman winner. Because statistics say that Heisman winners, are not as good as they really are in college when it comes to the NFL. When it comes to the big-time Sunday games, they're not as good. Number 4, Ryan Tannehill. He has not been terrible with Miami. 42-46 record as a starter. That's pretty much 8-8 if he was here in Washington. I'm cool with that. I think we could kind of get him, not for like the most money out there. He could be on the cheaper side. Number 3, Josh Johnson. His athleticism was fun as hell to watch last year. Give him another shot. Yeah, he struggled at times, especially in that last game. or is that second to last game where we needed to win, but he brought us some excitement back in D.C. It was fun. Number two, he just happened to make it number two on my list because he's cheap and he's a proven competent NFL quarterback. But I don't believe he would stay healthy for 16 games, so you'd have to keep a Colt McCoy or Josh Johnson. But I'm going to put the name out there, Sam Bradford. And my number one, who I want the Redskins to start at quarterback in 2019, here we go, drum roll. I want the Redskins to start Will Greer at quarterback in 2019. I loved him at West Virginia. He was so exciting to watch. That offense was incredible. On Saturdays, a lot of times, even though they weren't one of the top three teams or top four teams, West Virginia was the team to watch. You want to see a shootout. You want to see touchdowns. You watch the Mountaineers. Will Greer had 3,864 yards this season. Only 8 interceptions, which is 4 less than his 12 the year before. He led West Virginia to an 8-4 record, the 8th best offense in the league. He's 6'2", 212 pounds, and Adam Epstein wants him to start at quarterback next year for the Washington Redskins. He's projected to go anywhere between the 3rd and 5th round. Kind of see him, the Redskins could get him in the 4th round, which would let us use our first round draft pick on who people are mocking us to get in the mock drafts, Jonah Williams, a guard or tackle from Alabama. Can play both, or who I like would be Greedy Williams, the cornerback from LSU, because that is an issue for the Redskins. Time after time after time, we got burnt. Whether it was the Cowboys, whether it was the Eagles, or the Giants. I mean, we need an improvement at cornerback, that's for damn sure, and I don't want to waste that draft pick on a quarterback right away. That's just me. You can call in and give me your take, or after the show, hit me up on Twitter, at TheOneSportsNerd. I'm a Will Greer guy. I'm a Will Greer fan. And I think the Redskins should get him, and my biggest reason why is because he's exciting, and you could take a shot on him in the 4th round, which would let you build your defense and your offense in the early rounds. What we don't want the Redskins to do is throw away draft picks in a trade to move up for a guy like Kyler Murray. Yeah, he might end up being a superstar, but if I'm a Redskins fan, I can't take that risk again. I can't take that risk again when I saw it backfire. So, Will Greer balled out at West Virginia. Yeah, he did. I believe he took performance-enhancing drugs. I would like to use radio performance-enhancing drug. Something that makes me just talk with more knowledge, like an infinity pill or something like that. But anyway, Will Greer, that's my pick here. I'm Adam Epstein. Thanks for listening to The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.